Hello everyone, this is Callie Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for January 14th to the 20th of 2024. So our quote for the week says, power up your willingness to initiate and begin new things. Ashe. Power up your willingness. Just be willing, y'all. That's all. Be willing to entertain something new and different. As we approach Aquarius season, we're still in Capricorn though, so we're still grounding the foundation of what we're calling into form this year. Meantime, I want to send out some gratitude for my survey. I am so grateful to all of you who took my social media survey. I'm also glad to see how many of you prefer the direct connect like I do. And you already go to my websites to connect with me. KarmicTools.com has my readings, classes, and live circles. And KellyMBeard.com has my blog, Soul Sisters Circle Details, Animal Medicine, free community events and resources. I didn't mean to end up having two sites, but Karmic Tools is actually my teaching platform where all my classes are housed. And Kelly M. Beard is home base, of course. Anyway, I just wanted to say that your feedback has been invaluable as I decide about the changes that I am contemplating. To that end, the very best way to ensure that you and I stay connected is to sign up for my e-list, so I've linked that here. It is not mandatory, but I have asked for your local city and state and your phone number for two reasons. One is that I will probably be traveling more and want to be able to connect with you in person, and the reason for the phone number is just to ensure that we do not lose touch if something weird happens on the internet. I absolutely know that some of you will lose your shit if I just disappeared. So this way we can stay in touch. Honestly, in the old days, we did not have any of this, and I was still able to do readings and have live circles, and we just used printouts and recordings, albeit on CD, but still, old school works. All that said, I have decided to let go of Instagram and keep YouTube and podcasts for right now. Those of you already on my e-list can update your profile here too. I linked that as well, where you can manage whether you hear from me once a week or once a month. So, deep breath. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So much gratitude. So our week starts on Monday, January 15th with Sun sextiling Neptune. This energy prompts a momentary dissolution of the ego, allowing your authentic self to radiate outward to all. It directs attention toward your spiritual center, urging an assessment of its supportiveness. If you have drifted from your spiritual practice, this energy facilitates a smoother reconnection with your spirit, intuition, and life's purpose. It invites you to recognize where your contributions hold significant value by considering the needs of others beyond yourself, discovering a need and addressing it in your own distinct and delightful way becomes more natural during this influence, fostering a more generous and compassionate disposition. Your physical energy may be low as a result of Neptune channeling the sun's source energy inwardly to recharge your spirit. Otherwise, it could be projections of all kinds, yours and other people's as well. Best to spend some intentional solitude, preferably in nature, if, when, and where possible. Then we jump to Thursday the 18th, when Mercury will sextile Saturn for the third and final time. It hit on December 2nd, on winter solstice, December 21st, and the final time is January 18th. This is deep, y'all. I can literally link those three dates to the rethinking of my own reality. And January 18th is the night we do the live part two of the Mercury retrogrades for 2024. So I'm watching this one very closely. This energetic phase offers a valuable opportunity to objectively observe what requires alteration, repair, or grounding within your own life or environment. Sometimes this energy can lead to feelings of despondency or apathy, but a more empowering approach involves squarely facing what needs attention and persevering with the tasks that you have already initiated. You might sense a pull to organize your home or workplace or feel drawn to participate in a class or workshop, aligning with your current aspirations. All right, y'all, Astro 101 class. And I'm working on Sacred Earth Mystery School, so that's coming soon as well. And truthfully, any one of my Venus Circle, Power Circle, Soul Sister Circle would qualify as a class or workshop as well. So maintain focus without becoming overly serious. Remember, balance is the key in all endeavors. Focusing solely on scarcity and restrictions can lead to feelings of being overwhelmed and sometimes a sense of powerlessness, which isn't the essence of this energy. Instead, it is an invitation to discard any overly optimistic perspectives, engage in thoughtful contemplation, attend to the finer details, take inventory, evaluate the worth of your ideas, and make adjustments accordingly. Embrace this time as an opportunity for clear-sightedness, acknowledging what requires attention and taking intentional steps toward improvement. It is about cultivating a balanced approach that considers both the challenges and the potentials for growth. Now, same day on the 18th is part two of Mercury retrograde through Earth and fire signs during 2024. What happened was part one only got through two of the four. We were having such a good time, but we only covered the one we are in and coming out of now, Sag Capricorn, and the first spring one is all Aries. But in part two, we're going to cover the Leo Virgo one in summer and the all Sag one at the end of the year. And they're all connected. And at the same time, those certain signs may only be relevant to some of you. So join us Thursday for part two, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. It is a free community event, but the suggested donation is $22. And we're very grateful to those who donate. Now, honestly, I've been in the throes of getting this year underway. I'll go check my notes, but I'm not sure if personal activations went out for this. So I may combine them and send them all out together after this call. But usually you get a note after the call, after I've been able to edit and clean up all the coughs and sounds and laughs and loud noises. And I have motorcycles and trucks that go by that, even with all the windows closed, make a whole bunch of noise around here on my recordings. And I do apologize, but there's nothing I can do about that. But normally personal activations go out after these free calls so that you can learn about the energies socially, collectively, what we're all going to have to go through on the call. But in the personal activations, you find out where those particular energies are hitting your chart. So when you register with your birth info, I have all that. And if you've even done it once, you're already in the system. So there's no worries on that. The registration is good because that lets me know who wants the extra email with your personal activations. If you don't register and you just show up because you got the access info, which is totally fine on these free community events, I want you all to share me with other people and bring in your friends and whatever you want to do. But the only way I know you want your activations is by the registration. So that's kind of why we got in the habit of doing that. Now, Friday the 19th, Mercury looks like it's wrapping up its process once and for all here, trining Jupiter. And I love this because it's hitting Saturn first. So we're reorganizing in a grounded way first. And the very next day, we get this ease and grace with our consciousness to expand on these new ideas and to really dream a little bigger. So I'm loving this order. Mercury's been mixing it up with Jupiter. They got together December 7th, December 18th, and now this week will be the final time on January 19th. Now, those three dates don't jump out as much as the others, but I'll check my journals and my notes. And I recommend that you all do the same. And with Mercury, you might want to look at 3 to 7 days before and 3 to 7 days after these dates. That's, you know, a little orb of influence of where things might be popping. This activation offers a splendid opportunity to broaden your horizons, delve into new learning endeavors, there that goes again, or enroll in a class or workshop, okay? We're doubling down on the education. Well, Jupiter and Saturn are both teachers, y'all, and Mercury, of course, is the eternal student and teacher, but they teach in different ways. Again, the Saturn teacher is very literal, whereas Jupiter is the more fun teacher. We are in this zone, y'all, where because you're calling in a new reality, you may have to acquire some new skills. Let's put it that way. However, you might feel yourself feeling less tethered to discipline and more drawn to creative impulses. While this creative surge at the outset is beneficial, eventually focus and discipline becomes essential to anchor your blossoming ideas, thoughts, or concepts into reality. If you remain self-aware, awake, and attentive, you will be able to naturally discern, see, and seize the opportunities as they present themselves. What might seem like luck to some is actually a reflection of your own inner alignment with the universal forces. Your presence within your own body, a positive mindset, and ultimately trust in your own instincts. Remember, it's about practice. Perfection is not the goal. Wholeness is. Cultivating optimism and perceiving opportunities in every experience acts as a magnet for positivity while naturally repelling negativity, steering you toward your desired destination. Seize this auspicious energy to forge connections that align with your current aspirations and intentions in life. Deep breath. Woo, that's a good one. Jupiter's always trying to expand our consciousness and expand our base, while Saturn's always trying to solidify and fortify the base. We need them both. And Mercury's your individual thinking and processing and ability to get your ideas in the world. This is a big part of it. Same day Friday, the 19th, Venus squares off with Neptune. Now, this could throw a little monkey wrench in the program because it kind of screws with the boundaries and perceptions. But it's great for the inner artist, even in a square. This energy serves as a conduit for creative inspiration. That is the best use of this one. If you possess any artistic inclinations, you will find access to a potent energy that could lead to the creation of something truly remarkable. Delve deep and allow your creative essence to flow freely. At the same time, this energy might challenge relationships, both personal and professional, to ground themselves in more authenticity and integrity. Relationships lacking a solid foundation are likely to dissolve under this influence. When Neptune exerts its influence, it alters our perception, often illuminating potential rather than the actual reality. It is a time to detach and trust in the unfolding journey. If a relationship concludes under this influence, it is not necessarily negative. Rather, it suggests that it may never have been firmly established from the start. Embrace gratitude and move forward. This activation aims to harmonize your genuine values and priorities with the vision held in your mind and heart. However, expanding your consciousness is necessary. Trust your inner guidance and take practical steps forward, aligning your actions with your newfound understanding. Deep breath. So Venus's values and priorities in our relationships and finances primarily, although she covers a lot more ground than that. Squaring off with Neptune, perceptions and beliefs and faith and spirituality, illusions and delusions. But mostly if we're talking relationships and finances, we're talking boundaries with Neptune. Okay, so just be mindful that it's kicking and that the square is between Sag and Pisces. So we're still deep in what you believe to be true or possible and what you believe you're worth. That's a deep one for everybody. And it's upgrading for everybody. So claim that new vision. Now, here begins a party, y'all. Sun is going to conjunct Pluto at 29 Capricorn. And then they're both going to slip into Aquarius. It is so deep. And then as Pluto slips into Aquarius, Mars and Venus are going to catch up and initiate all new things in our masculine-feminine dynamics. So this is very important that you do you first, Sun conjunct Pluto, Saturday the 20th. I don't know about y'all, but I've been feeling this kind of last chance vibration to change, to grow, to evolve, to have an experience of some quality of life where we're not struggling from the cradle to the grave. That's not what we're here for, y'all. I really believe that in my soul. And when Sun conjuncts Pluto, it's a rebirth for everybody as an individual. This energy evokes a famous quote, "Circumstances don't make a man, they reveal him." As the Sun, representing the ego, aligns with transformative Pluto, you may emerge as a different individual once this intense fusion dissipates. They meet annually. So they've been meeting annually for 16 years in Cancer Capricorn, and this is absolutely the last one in that department, which of course affects Aries Libra by default. So we've been transforming and transcending various things we've inherited from our DNA and affinity and the long line ancestors. Deep breath. But that just means it's about to switch, and next year, first of the year, early in January, will be the next conjunction with Pluto, and it will kick off 20 years in Aquarius. across from Leo, which is going to transform and transcend that department and affect our Taurus Scorpio by default. So just know this is an annual infusion. Pluto has a knack for bringing forth neglected or buried aspects of ourselves up and into the light, a process that can be miraculous, challenging, and also a completely natural part of your individual growth. This alignment grants you increased access to your own source energy, as well as the capacity to transcend your past self, embracing the essence of who you are evolving into. Bringing hidden facets into the light leads to profound revelations that inspire you to question your assumptions about your own identity and what you aspire to express in this lifetime. It is a chance for inner rebirth or to illuminate and heal your deepest, darkest corners with universal light. This initiation often necessitates a release or sacrifice, fostering growth that allows you to blossom in more authentic ways. Responsibly directing the concentrated power of Pluto is crucial during this time, as it can provoke power struggles or violent projections. It is wise to pick your battles, as not everyone welcomes light in their dark places. This period prompts introspection about the worth of the sacrifices you are or have made recently. Relationships can undergo strain due to the raw truths surfacing from the soul, yet it also presents an opportunity to address underlying issues. Think of it as being akin to the Tower card in the Tarot. It is not always about destruction, but transformation into a new form. Remember, breakdowns often precede the breakthroughs. Deep breath. Now we look at Pluto re-entering Aquarius until September 1st, when it'll dip back to Capricorn. Technically, Pluto's dipping in and out of Aquarius from 23 to 2044. It is going to take a year or two to fully enter Aquarius, so this is a process. But here is what we have to look forward to. This is a collective planet that moves an erratic orb, spending 10 to 35 years in a sign. As of the 1980s, when Pluto was in its home sign of Scorpio, it was at the short end, spending about 10 to 12 years there, revealing the underworld of sex, death, power, money, secrets, and resources. Lots of power behind the power during that decade that got exposed. Then, in the 1990s, Pluto moved through Sagittarius, revealing all the erosion and toxicity of the Vatican, and organized religion went through a complete upheaval. Then Pluto started extending its stay in Sag for 13 years, and extending it again by spending 16 years in Capricorn, during 2008 to 2024, and here we are, right where we are now, where we have witnessed the crumble of institutions, government, healthcare, education, and most social systems that are now having to be reimagined and reborn. In Capricorn, we see the price of giving away our power and inner authority to outer structures or systems. So now, moving into 20 years of Aquarius is shifting the purification and transformative process onto humanity, technology, and the future. Deep breath. This is a mixed blessing, as with all alignments, there is a light and shadow expression. The blessing of Pluto moving through Aquarius is the mass awakening of humanity on some level. The old ways no longer work, and where we have been trapped in survival mode, we now have to consider the future of the next seven generations. Our choices directly affect them, and power is shifting from the old school controlling patriarchy, the few who want to hoard the resources and control the many, to the new school, progressive, future-oriented Aquarius that wants more community, collaboration, and equal distribution of resources to those who need it most. We get super inventive and creative when shifting big cycles like this. Can you feel it? Jupiter and Saturn kicked off a new 20-year cycle in Aquarius, and that kicked off a 200-year cycle of the air element and our social planets. Jupiter and Saturn are going to get together now every 20 years in air signs, Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini. For the last 200 years, it's been in earth signs, Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. And so the social agreement was that the value was placed on digging up in mama, and that's just not going to work. So we have to shift that part. Venus and Mars kicked off a new cycle of integration in our sacred feminine and masculine that is more progressive and collaborative, and they're about to do it again. That's what's deep. They met three times over during 21 and 22, but what's deep is it was back to back, which is very unusual, y'all. It happened because of Venus retrograde slowing down and allowing Mars to catch up. They linked up July 13th of 2021 in Leo. Kept going through the year to February of 22, linked up in Capricorn. This is Venus and Mars. The final time was March 6th of 22 in Aquarius. So that one and this one are doubling down in Aquarius. The next time they get together will be at 18 Capricorn. That'll be a different cycle. And then they're going to do the three-step again in 27, 28 through Sag, Gemini, Leo. Interesting. So this must be a pattern with them in some kind of way. But then it's back to Capricorn. And then in 2030, they get together in Cancer. So it looks like we really have been in this weird Capricorn Aquarius zone, which is really deep. And you see here, it's individual, social, and collective. Sorry, didn't mean to off-road like that. But yes, we are calling in a more progressive and collaborative spirit between our inner masculine feminine and how males and females interact in the world. So Pluto, as it moves into Aquarius, is actually kicking off its own kind of 250-year cycle. This feels like on-the-ground entrance into the 2500-year Aquarian age. At a minimum, Pluto's ingress will seal the deal of utter transformation and rebirth in our Aquarius departments as individuals. But remember, this is a low and slow kind of cooking that Pluto will do over the next 20 years. As with any healing or transformation, we have to purify first. Then we can heal. Then we can restore. It is a process. Another blessing of Pluto in Aquarius is that we may shift to a higher form of communal living where we share resources and are responsible for our own communities. This progressive energy sees the value and longevity possible when we share the work as well as the rewards. There is value to offering your unique contribution and working together as a team for the greater good. But for the powers that be who want clones and drones instead of critical, creative, thinking humans, this is threatening. And nothing worthwhile is ever easy or simple. This is a radical shift to a new way of working together, using technology to serve its true purpose, not run the world, but of freeing us up to be more creative individuals. This is when our innovation goes through the roof, partly by those breaking the rules and liberating old consciousness, but also partly by that old saying, need is the mother of all invention. We need a new way that is more life-affirming and sustainable. And in order to combat some of the consumption and waste, we are going to have to literally invent new things to help us move forward. The shadow side of Pluto in Aquarius is embodied by those who would enslave us with technology, blurring the lines between human nature and the nature of technology. One operates on organic evolutionary responsiveness, and the other is programmed and disconnected from the multidimensionality of earthly existence. How do you blend that without annihilating one or the other or both? This is the cold, detached rulers overseeing the minions they feel entitled to control, exploit, and manipulate for personal gain. Pluto in Aquarius over the years coincides with huge battles over slavery and human trafficking, and here we are with this up again. We must be vigilant about preventing another era of global slavery, oppression, and manual labor that allows their technologies to continue sucking Mother Earth of her resources and expanding unabated until they take over. Then we have altered the organic nature of Earth and her creatures, which naturally inhabit this planet, humanity being one of those creatures. We, like Mother Earth, are regenerative creatures. However, it takes us some time to go from idea into form, depending on what you are creating. So let's use the purifying power of Pluto to distill our Aquarian dreams back to their original essence, one that is inclusive, sustainable, and good for all life on this planet. Let's lead by example and work together to cultivate thriving communities that work well together and no longer require quote-unquote overlords, bosses, or authority figures to run our lives for us. We will become self-sustaining with the help of some technology and a whole lot of community. One last note, this will be particularly intense for any Aquarius, Leo, or Taurus, Scorpio energies in your chart. So take it easy and pace yourself, as transformation is a journey, not a destination. Also, I'm so excited. Kathy Pagano is going to have a class on Zoom Saturday, January 20th at 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 p.m. Pacific. And I've linked the registration to that Zoom and a link to her book on Amazon. I love her book, Wisdom's Daughters, How Women Can Change the World. And the follow-up is called Aphrodite. And it's, again, more sacred feminine. I just got it, so I haven't had a chance to read it. But she has these two wonderful books out, and she's a cohort and collaborator. We've been in classes together where I'm learning from her. She's learning from me. I love her dearly, and she's going to do this thing. And I really want to be there. There'd have to be something really unusual to keep me from being there. But her little intro says, look at the potentials of this pass of Pluto through Aquarius, 23 to 43 she has. And to go back to its last pass through Aquarius in 1778 to 1797 to see if you had a past life during those interesting times. If you weren't in America during the American Revolution and after, you certainly had ancestors who lived during those decades in the countries of your origins, where many other revolutions were also taking place. What ideas, beliefs, and concerns did you or they have back then? And what information can you bring forward to help you in the coming years? I'm hoping that this will be an interesting and fun way to welcome in Pluto to Aquarius this year. It's interesting that Pluto makes one more retrograde back to Capricorn, the sign of government, financial institutions, social organizations, just before the U.S. election. Deep breath. So I encourage my astro enthusiasts to join us over there on that Saturday. Now, right now, we've got the Elements of Ritual class coming up, which is also kind of tied into the energies this week in that some of the work we actually have control over is more of the spiritual practices and creating space for success and setting yourself up properly. And Yeye Louisa Teach is an amazing teacher guide and has been initiated into multiple traditions across 50 years. So it is both a privilege and a pleasure to sit at her knee and learn directly from her. So the Elements of Ritual class starts Saturday, January 27th. Every Saturday for 8 weeks takes us through March 16th. And then we're going to culminate together with an equinox ritual the following Saturday, March 23rd, for that class. I will, of course, do my own spring equinox thing earlier that week. So that's running through February and March, as is I would like to run my Astro 101 class. Historically has run February, March, but it can be March, April, or April, May. But I need at least 6 people to register in order to go through with the class. So if we are going to start the first Tuesday in February, I need everyone registered in the next week or so because there's things that have to happen ahead of time. It's also a prerequisite that you have a reading with me first. And so for any of my newbies that thought they were going to just jump into the class, we got to at least talk first if you don't get your reading to make sure that this is going to suit your needs. But reach out directly around the Astro 101 class, which I'd also like to run February, March as well. The animal medicine for this month is Puma. The Power Circle subscription will get you some customized goodies and reports just for you, as will the activations, which is how Mercury, Venus, or Mars is touching your chart, depending on who you want to work with and what you're working on. The Astro Tarot reading is a 2-for-1 for $200. It's really worth it, I promise. You get lots of goodies with that, and we get together behind it. And of course, the video at the bottom of my blog is an introduction to me and my work, a little bit of my story, my core values that flow through all my circles, not just Soul Sisters, but that's who prompted the invite. So that is it for our power-packed transformative week. Anytime Pluto is this busy, I'm just giving you a little quick heads up because the sun hit it. Oh, it's not next week. I thought it was next week. Hold on, y'all. Oh, you know what I'm thinking about, y'all? I just did the February forecast for the Power Circle subscribers who get a whole month of forecasts ahead of time, which is probably the biggest bonus of that membership. But Venus is going to follow suit is the bottom line. Venus hits Capricorn soon, then it hits Aquarius and links up with Pluto and Mars, and Venus are all going to be together in Aquarius At the same time, I believe that's the 222 activation, which is a special, special number to have on that day for real, for real. Yep, that 222 is when Venus conjuncts Mars. It's powerful and important to co-create with. So yeah, the sun is warming up. We got to do it individually first, and then we can transform the partnerships and collaborations that we get into in this new year. But this is still the quiet of winter in this hemisphere. It is still time to be nurturing the potentials of which seeds will get invested in and activated going forward. If you missed Puma Live, the replay and tools are available for only $25, as are the Venus replays. If you get your Venus activations, the replays are bonus material, so that's always good. But I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope the new year is getting underway with ease and grace for you. I hope as we exit Mercury retrograde that other things that we've been working on will fall into place and into a good rhythm for the new year. This is the early part of the year. I know most astrologers don't count the asteroids, and I do, so they kind of mess up the play, but we are in the period of the year where all planets are direct for, in this case, this year, it'll be about 60 days. So that's a good little chunk. Just remember that the sacred feminine are all rebooting. They don't all retrograde in the same year like this. And so for them to all reset, we are definitely resetting the feminine and how we contain, nurture, and protect our lives and our loved ones and our livelihoods and all that. So know that you're supported. Join me when and where you can. Reach out directly when you need to. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week.